Thursday, December 8th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges, I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to return to an issue we talked about on Monday. That is the Supreme Court oral argument concerning business owner Laurie Smith's appeal to seek an exemption from a Colorado law that blocks discrimination based on sexual orientation and other factors after the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit ruled in favor of the state. Harry, I know we talked about this on Monday, but since then we've had the ability to access the oral arguments from the Supreme Court, and there's some interesting findings, Harry.
This web page designer does not desire to use her artistic ability for the expression, celebration, and promotion of something that she has deeply held religious convictions against, which is same-sex relationships expressed through the covenant of marriage. So here in Colorado, this now infamous Civil Rights Commission, they've targeted bakers and other artistic expressions to bring them into line. You remember Jack Phillips in terms of participating in the promotion, celebration, and propagation of same-sex marriage. And they have lost their cases, but the cases up to now have been based on narrow rulings of process telling this commission that they have been wrong in their application of their law because they have been targeting those with religious convictions. Now this Civil Rights Commission is in the news again because of this web designer whom they have attempted to coerce her speech to express support, celebration, and promotion of same-sex marriage. The case is being heard by the Supreme Court. Why do we keep seeing these cases come out of Colorado? Colorado, while clearly in the political sphere, seems to be running, as they say today, blue, in that it continually votes for those who embrace the Democratic platform. Historically, it's different in that it has that Western flavor of libertarianism, which basically embraces a governmental neutrality, leaving almost all decisions, unless they are injurious against other persons, up to the individual. It's a true libertarian, Western mindset state. But in Colorado, because there has not been the argument for an objective definition of morality based upon ethics, it has become a playground for the Democratic agenda. In other words, the libertarianism, which basically has one supreme moral good, and that's freedom of choice with no interference unless it's absolutely necessary by a government to protect someone else from being injured. Tom, one other thing that we need to see, it seems as if the Supreme Court has decided we have made narrow decisions on the previous cases telling the Civil Rights Commission to quit targeting religion. It seems as if, although we cannot say this with assurance, that they see in this case the occasion to make a principial general ruling in the implementation of the non-discrimination clause in Colorado that expresses an animus against two enshrined liberties in the Constitution, free speech and the free practice of religion. Morality isn't just what people are agreeing to do or agreeing to let people do. Morality has an ethical framework. There is an ought to. It's not something that's decided by who's got the most money, who's got the most votes. There are some things that are right and there are some things that are wrong. And Western civilization has appealed to the sanctities undergirding the Ten Commandments in order to arrange society. There has to be freedom of speech. Now, freedom of speech is a two-pronged issue. Number one, it is the freedom to speak. Number two is you cannot coerce and compel people to say things they do not want to say, that their conscience bound not to say. Now, does the state have the right to compel her to speak for and promote what she is opposed to? And secondly, is the free practice of religion. Does the state have the right to mute her voice in the public square concerning what she does believe?
It was interesting to note that Justice Alito, in talking to Eric Olson, who's the Colorado Solicitor General defending the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, Alito said to Olson, "This is not the first time that the Supreme Court has had to come back and give you guidance concerning your targeting of people with religious convictions."
Tom, what was almost chilling was Eric Olson's unabashed response to this. He says, number one, this is different than the other cases in which the Supreme Court has slapped the hand pretty hard on this Civil Rights Commission in Colorado. And his answer back was, opposition to same-sex marriage is the same thing as opposition to interracial marriage. In other words, he is saying the historic heterosexual ethic of sex between a man and a woman in the context of marriage is tantamount to bigotry and racism. That's essentially what he is saying. Secondly, he is saying it's okay to target religion if we as a state redefine who people are. In other words, he is saying we at Colorado now believe that someone's identity is their sexual behavior. We've always said that everyone's made in the image of God, and therefore the inalienable rights of our Constitution must be applied with equality upon everyone made in the image of God, male and female, and that the pigmentation issue, or your place of origin where you were born, or your creedal embrace issue, that doesn't matter. What matters is you're made in the image of God with the dignity that comes with that and the respect that comes with that and the inalienable or unalienable rights that are to be protected in our Constitution. Now what he is saying is, no, it's not your creation reality that you're made in the image of God with varieties of pigmentation. What he now is saying is, no, identity is your sexual behavior, that what you do is who you are. No, sex is what has been done in life, and it either is right or it's wrong in behavior. And as long as we're not singularly targeting religion, if we have violated someone's free practice of religion. I've got news for Mr. Olson. The Constitution singles out religion as the very first liberty of our nation, that everyone is to be protected in conscience for the free practice of religion unless it violates the stated constitutional law. Then the second liberty affirmed in the first article of the Bill of Rights is free speech. The government cannot stop you from freely speaking, and the government cannot compel you to speak what you don't believe, and nor can it coerce you, which is why Neil Gorsuch says, that's why Jack Phillips was put in a re-education course. The state decided to educate Jack Phillips on what he ought to believe and what he must say publicly, which is clearly a violation of the First Amendment, freedom of speech, and the free practice of religion. A revolution is not looking for toleration. It is looking for capitulation. That's why you see this Civil Rights Commission with its insistence and persistence of invoking the LGBTQ agenda into the state of Colorado. Revolutions do not stop until you celebrate what you previously condemned and you condemn what you previously celebrate. But we are not revolutionaries. We are ambassadors for Christ to stand for truth with love and to proclaim the truth of the gospel and disciple men and women with the word of truth, the whole counsel of God. And may God restore us to sanity through the church, being on mission, on message, and in ministry for God's glory and by His grace.
As we close out for today, let me remind you that tomorrow is Friday and we return to our Ask the Pastor feature. This is your opportunity to send us questions that we answer on Fridays. Write to askthepastor@briarwood.org. Questions concerning what do the Scriptures mean and questions concerning the issues of life and how the Scriptures address those issues. Again, write to us at askthepastor@briarwood.org. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Friday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.